From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Welcome, everyone, to our evening gospel program. Tonight we'll be playing the second extract from the testimony of Miss Kerry O'Rourke, whose family moved from Dublin to the Midlands in England. And tonight she will be telling us of her first encounter with the gospel message and how it came to a very abrupt end. As we announced on our program this morning, on Monday the 25th of December, I'm going to be speaking on a special subject in the morning program. We'll be setting aside our usual study and instead looking at the subject, What Really Happened in Bethlehem 2,000 Years Ago. I hope you plan to join us on that occasion. Remember, our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available. You have only to request a copy and we'll gladly send you one free. We're going to have our Bible reading now. And it's in the book of Genesis. Our topic on our evening programs is pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. And we have been looking at the Ark of Noah. And I want to read just a few verses from chapter 8 of Genesis, beginning at the verse 1. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days the waters were abated, and the ark rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month, in the 10th month on the 1st day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. Amen. And God will bless his word. Here's that extract from Kerry O'Rourke's testimony.
When I was about 8 years of age, we moved into another estate. And at that time, I was invited by a girl that I played with in the street, just a young girl of 7 or 8 years of age, to go along to a Sunday school party. Well, I was allowed to go to the party, but when I arrived there, it became evident that the party was being held by the local Elim Pentecostal Church. And having attended the party and enjoyed the party as a young child, I was invited along to their Sunday school. And I remember going home and asking my parents, could I go? And thankfully, in their ignorance, they weren't really sure of the teachings of the Pentecostal Church, and they allowed me to go. I went along to the Elim Pentecostal Sunday School. Now, I'd been attending the Sunday School for a period of about a year on quite a regular basis. I was given a copy of the scriptures for the first time in my life. And I remember very, very specifically one Sunday, the Sunday School teacher took myself and a few other children to the side, and very simply from God's word, she explained the way of salvation. She explained those words that the Lord spoke to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. My brothers and sisters had been confirmed, and living with them in close quarters, I can tell you that there was no change in their lives. And this Sunday school teacher spoke to us, and she explained that if any man be in Christ, then he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and all things become new. And I remember at that young age, that had such an impact on me that to this day, I can remember that date. It stuck in my mind. Such was the impact of that message. And I remember going home that day, and my mother was ironing in the living room of the house. And I went in overjoyed at what I had heard, because I realized for the first time in my life that the fears that I had about earning my way to heaven, actually those fears were true. I could never earn my way to heaven. But I realized for the first time the true meaning of Calvary. And I went home and I told my mother everything that I'd heard. Well, in her ignorance of the gospel, she was extremely angry at what I'd been taught. told me in no uncertain terms that it was nonsense and that I was to put it out of my head. Well, because of the lack of help or encouragement within the home, it wasn't long before I stopped attending the Sunday school.
You can have a full copy of Kerry's testimony on tape. You have only to contact us and request it. Let's turn now to the scriptures. Last week, we looked at the Ark of Noah as one of the pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ presented to us in the Word of God. We considered the refuge that the Ark provided. It was the only place of shelter in all the wide world from the great storm of God's wrath and judgment that destroyed every living thing on the face of the earth. Noah and his family were safe, however, for they were sheltering in the ark that under God's instructions they had made. In the chapter 7 of Genesis, you have the first use of a word that appeared very, very much in the vocabulary of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the word come. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. The Lord Jesus Christ told us that he had come into this world to seek and to save, and how many invitations he set before men during his ministry. And the whole gospel message hinges upon that word, come. The Lord Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 11 and the verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's interesting that Noah and all his household were invited into the ark, and of course, that's still the invitation of the gospel. The Philippian jailer in Acts chapter 16 was told, when he asked the question, what must I do to be saved? In response to that, Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Praise God, when a man or a woman comes to Christ, the invitation is also there for their loved ones, their family, to join with them in Christ. Well, after a period of time, some 150 days, the waters began to decrease. And we read in the verse 5 of chapter 8 that the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. The ark, by this time, had come to rest. Verse 4 of chapter 8 tells us that it rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. Here we have a further picture of our Saviour and the work that he was engaged in at Calvary's cross. For this ark, I tell you, pictures for us the Saviour. And it's resting on the tops of the mountains of Ararat. Remind us of the rest that the Lord Jesus Christ entered into, and the rest that he obtained for those who trust in him, those for whom he bore the brunt of judgment, they too find rest after the storm. What a stormy passage the ark had passed through. Never has there been a storm like the storm that Noah and his family experienced within the safety of the ark. Never was there a storm like that. It was a storm that had no boundaries. It was not a storm confined to one sea or one ocean, but it was a storm that embraced the whole world, for there was no land upon the surface of the earth. It had become one great turbulent ocean. That pictures for us the storm the Saviour passed through at Calvary. Oh, he bore all the billows and all the wrath of God as he took the place of his people upon the cross. You will notice the day that the ark rested. We are told in the verse 4 that it was the 17th day of the month, that is the 7th month. And that's a very significant day. Later, it was to be the 3rd day of the Passover. In Exodus chapter 12, we read that God changed the calendar so that the month in which Israel went out of Egypt, the month of the Passover, became the first month of the year, the new Jewish year. Before that, it had begun in the autumn time of the year, round about our September. But now the year is to begin in the springtime, round about our March or April, so that the 7th month had become the first month of the new Jewish year. And on the 10th day of that month, the Passover lamb was taken. And on the 14th day of that month, the Passover lamb was slain. So that on the 17th day of that month, 3 days after the slaying of the lamb, was the very time that the ark rested. What a wonderful picture this is of the resurrection of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who on the 3rd day rose again from the dead. And here, when the ark rests on the mountain, on the very day that Christ was so many, many, many centuries later to rest from his labors, having obtained eternal salvation for his people. What a picture we have of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the place where the ark rested. It was the mountains of Ararat. It was a new world now. The world had been changed by the flood. And the Lord Jesus Christ is even now seated in the heavenly places with his Father. He has left behind this world of sin and is seated in the mountains of glory. Don't you see the picture of the Savior here? Don't you see how wonderfully he was represented to the people of the Old Testament through the stories recorded there? I wonder, as we come to the end of our program, do you know anything of salvation in Christ? Do you know what it is to respond to the invitation of the gospel, "Come unto me"? And have you entered in through the only door to the place of safety and security, so that when the storm of judgment comes, it will be well with your soul? Come to Christ. Come to Christ. Throw aside all resistance and come to Christ today. Remember our programs as they continue next week, and then that special program on the 25th of December in the morning at 10 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.